It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Russian art collective known as Pussy Riot is arriving in the U.S. today. They're appearing on stage in New York with the likes of Madonna and Miley Cyrus in a concert sponsored by Amnesty International.
The all-woman group made headlines 2 years ago when they staged a political performance in a Moscow cathedral denouncing the Putin government's close ties with the church. Let's take a listen. For that stunt, three of the group's members received two-year sentences in Russian prison camps. They recently received an early release in a move many see as an attempt to polish President Putin's image ahead of the Sochi Games.
With us today is Masha Gessen, a Russian-American journalist who was the only reporter allowed to interview Pussy Riot member Nadia Tolokonikova in prison. Her book, Words Will Break Cement, is an account of the rise, performances, and punishment of the activist art collective called Pussy Riot. Masha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, for those of us who have just seen the band name and the headlines, can you tell us a little bit about Pussy Riot? Who are they and what is their message?
They're not actually a band, exactly. They are a fictional band created by an art collective, a protest art collective, that staged a number of guerrilla performances in Moscow starting in the fall of 2011. They staged the performances in fashion shows in pedestrian malls outside the jail in Red Square, and finally at the Cathedral of Christ the Savior, the largest cathedral in the country where the officials like to go. And at the cathedral, they performed a song that they called the Punk Prayer, in which they appealed to the Mother of God to get rid of Putin. For this, they were arrested, and for 40 seconds of lip-syncing and playing air guitar in the cathedral, they got two-year sentences. Or rather, I should say three of them did, because the other two participants in that particular action were never identified.
And is their message largely anti-Putin, or does it go beyond that?
Their message is very much anti-Putin. They focus on, in particular, on feminist issues and issues of LGBT rights. And now that two of them have served 2 years in prison, they have shifted their focus almost entirely to prisoners' rights, which is also very much part of the anti-Putin agenda.
And as the only person able to interview Nadia in prison, give us some sense into the conditions that she faced there, that the members of the collective faced in Russian prison.
What they have emerged with are horror stories. As I said, two of them, Maria Alekhina and Nadezhda Tolokonnikova, Nadia, served almost 2 years in Russian penal colonies. And what they describe is the gulag. Basically, it's slave labor, work days that last up to 17 hours, followed by work on the grounds. Sometimes they get 2 or 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and this goes on for months. There are no days off. The food is generally rotten. The only way to survive is if you have access to food that your relatives send you, but that is considered to be a privilege, and that can be revoked at any time. One of the biggest issues, actually, that face prisoners, and especially female prisoners, are issues of personal hygiene. They're basically systematically denied the right to wash. There's a common washroom where members of the unit are escorted under guard once a week, and 8,200 women fight over 5 sinks, which may or may not have running water on that particular day. So it's a state of constant exhaustion, constant malnourishment, and constant humiliation.
So artists, political protesters in gulag-like conditions, is there an uncomfortable sense of continuity between the Soviet Union system and this system of punishment under Putin?
Very much so. It is the gulag. I mean, the penal colony where Nadia served time has been a penal colony for decades. The entire system of administration was constructed under Stalin and has not really been reformed. And, of course, this whole system that rests on slave labor, both for its economy but also to control the prisoners, that is also the Gulag legacy.
And did I read one of the guards told Nadia politically, I am a Stalinist?
Yes, and this is, again, this is not an uncommon sentiment in Russian prisons. I also reported a piece on the Greenpeace activists, the 30 Greenpeace activists who were kidnapped in international waters in September and held in Russian jails for 2 months. And one of them told me that the head of his penal colony said the Gestapo has gotten a bum rap in history. Hmm. So they make no secret of their love for the great executioners of the 20th century.
The members of Pussy Riot were released. Why? If it weren't for, I don't know, international attention or the attention that the Russian public was paying, do you think they would be out today?
Probably not. But you have to understand, they got 2 months knocked off of their two-year sentences. It's not like they were really released early. Putin released a number of high-profile political prisoners just before the Olympics in December, very much in reaction to the refusal of several Western leaders to go to the Olympic Games and in an effort to varnish his human rights image sort of in a last-minute attempt. But at the same time that he released Pussy Riot, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and the Greenpeace activists, there were other Russian protesters, political activists, who were going to jail. There was an environmental activist who works outside of Sochi, where the Olympics are going to be, who was sentenced to 3 years in jail for his protest on the same day that Khodorkovsky flew to Berlin after he was released. And protesters, Moscow protesters in the so-called Bolotnaya case, are facing sentences of 5 years and up, which the prosecutor asked for just last week.
How important has Pussy Riot been as a symbol for protesters in Russia?
Pussy Riot has played a really important symbolic role, first of all, in identifying the issues that are really at the heart of the rupture in Russian society, which is the symbiosis of church and state. And oddly, they were among the first to draw attention to the anti-gay campaign that Putin was about to launch. And also the fact that they were the first people who were actually arrested and given real jail time, not just administrative sentences, but actual years behind bars for peaceful protests, has made them a starting point. Because in the 2 years since they were arrested, dozens more people have faced jail time for peaceful protests. But they were the first, and they're highly symbolic.
And now here they are, in the two of them anyway, in the United States. They'll be speaking. A bunch of American bands will be playing more or less on the eve of the Olympics in Russia. All these things coming together. What do you think their message will be here in the United States?
Well, since they came out of prison a month and a half ago, they've devoted themselves fully to fighting for prisoners' rights in Russia. So they've been doing two things. Mostly they've been collecting documentation and testimonies on the conditions facing prisoners in Russia and working in individual cases. They've also taken a couple of trips to look at prison reform in other countries. So I'm actually looking forward to hearing what they think of U.S. prisons that they're going to visit after the concert, because I think they're going to be taken aback a little bit after having visited prisons in places like the Netherlands. But I think they're going to talk about Putin. They're going to talk about prisoners' rights. And I assume they're going to call for a boycott of the Olympics, which is something that they have been doing ever since they came out of prison, which is not a message that has been well heard, because I think most people don't understand that there are, in fact, some Russian activists who are calling for a boycott, and Pussy Riot are among them.
What does the Olympics mean to Putin and his administration?
It's his ultimate personal project. Putin is throwing his personal party. Putin personally went to Guatemala City to lobby the International Olympic Committee for the games to be given to Russia. He sees it as sort of the apogee of his rule, and he sees it as a symbol of his standing internationally. And for this reason, it is extremely important that Western leaders do not attend the Olympics and do not provide him with a photo op. I'm very happy that President Obama has decided not to go or to send anybody who would provide Putin with a photo op. The highest-ranking official in the delegation is a Deputy Secretary of State. But unfortunately, that's not true of all Western leaders.
Looking at Russia from the outside, someone might say you've got an elected parliament, elected leaders, maybe a little overzealous law enforcement, but a liberalized economy as compared to the Soviet Union. How would you paint a picture of Putin's Russia?
Putin has been in power for 14 years. In the first 5 years of his rule, he completely dismantled the Russian electoral system. So to say that that Russia has an elected parliament or an elected president is simply not true. He also took over the national media in his first year in office. So Russia has not had public debate. Russia has not had public politics in 13 years. This is a country that has an entrenched authoritarian ruler who really would become a totalitarian ruler if he could.
As a journalist, as a Russian, and as a woman, what does the artist collective Pussy Riot mean to you?
I admire them very, very much. I think they have done an incredibly important thing for my country and my culture. They have given us concepts and images in which to discuss what's going on, and this is one of the biggest deficits in a country where public space has been taken over by the state. And I also have incredible admiration for their courage, and I fear for them.
You started to touch on this, but looking again from the outside, this looks like a uniquely maybe Russian issue. What do you think the rest of the world, outside of Putin, outside of Russia, should be learning from Pussy Riot?
I'm not sure I understand the question. I mean, they are activists who are fighting a dictatorship. So, yes, it is a Russian issue. That's I think they're trying to communicate to the world that they are, in fact, fighting a dictatorship. And I think they have communicated this not only through their art and their public statements, but also through their personal experience. Nobody sends 22-year-olds to prison for 2 years for peaceful protest unless there's something very, very wrong going on in their country.
All right. Masha, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Russian-American journalist Masha Gessen. She's the author of Words Will Break Cement, The Passion of Pussy Riot.